Well, exhortations really are all the same, aren't they? In the sense that it's about God, it's about Jesus, it's about love, it's about peace, and all those things. So, oh, this is a repetition of what you've heard probably 10,000 times. Very simple. But we're continually reminded of different things each time somebody says it, because we all say it differently, is that right? Recently I heard a quotation, and I thought it was so relevant to all of us that it was so good. It was mentioned at Bible class, and Mary will remember this, and perhaps St. John. And it was saying, yesterday is history, tomorrow is a mystery, today is a gift of God, and that's why we call it the present. And I thought that was so beautiful. For every day we enjoy on this earth is a gift from God. And the more you study God's word in the Bible, the more clearly you see how much it has to say about our way of life and how it should be lived. It's so full of wise counsel as to how you can make the most of your 70 years and 10. That's if you're lucky, perhaps. The author of the Holy Scriptures is deeply concerned for you and for me, and is anxious that we may be happy, contented, cheerful, and we should be a source of strength to our family, not only spiritually, but our own family as well. Take the subject of peace of mind, which is an important factor in our lives today, where there's a whole industry worth millions of dollars out there, where people are upset or nervous, and they visit psychiatrists, and they spend a fortune on tranquilizers or sleeping pills. And this book, the Bible, that we have, has a reasonable and inexpensive remedy. And then, of course, there's those other people who smoke pot, drink alcohol, to stimulate themselves at a party, in a false celebration of being happy. And then they wake up the next morning and they find that that happiness has eluded them. It's a hangover. The book of Isaiah says in chapter 57, verse 20, "But the wicked are like the troubled sea when it cannot rest, where the waters cast up dirt and mire. There is no peace, says God, to the wicked." And then, for those who trust in God, you want the speaker up. Come in now. Is that better?
Yeah, all right. I'll turn it up here.
Oh, okay. For us who trust in God, we have a quote in Isaiah, or two quotes in Isaiah. Isaiah 57 verse 19, and it says, "I create the fruit of the lips, peace, peace to him that is afar off, and to him that is near, says the Lord, and I will heal him." And Isaiah 26 verse 3 says, "God will keep him," that's you and I, brothers and sisters, "in perfect peace, who has his mind stayed on God, because God trusts you." Verse 4, "Trust in the Lord forever, for in the Lord God is everlasting strength." Peace is found in the Lord because he is eternal. With God we have a permanent rock, unmovable, steadfast. He changes not regardless of any force which may affect others. The passing of time brings no alteration to our Father in heaven. He's not like the appointment list that we have in the bay here, where we make a list of who's going to do the exhortation, and suddenly I say to them, they're not set in concrete because they change so often. But that's not like our Father in heaven. Nothing changes with our Father in heaven. Psalm 90 verse 2 tells us, "Before the mountains were made, or the earth and the world was formed, God was everlasting to everlasting." How wonderful it is, brothers and sisters, that we have a God like this, This is our Father, who daily watches over each one of us individually. There will never, ever, never, ever be a time when God's love for you and me will change. There will never be an occasion when God will not be there for you and for me. That must surely be a great comfort to each one of us. We've got no need to worry. In fact, some say it's a sin to worry, as it shows a lack of faith. But you can be concerned, if you like, but not to worry. There's nothing that God cannot do for each one of us. Jeremiah prayed to God and says in chapter 32, verse 17, Lord God, you have made the heaven and the earth by your great power and stretched out earth. There's nothing too hard for you. Isaiah 96, verse 6, and this is a well-known verse. For unto us a child was born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be on his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Christ had that same nature as you and I, yet he had a calmness about all his actions. It was a peace of mind which he had. That was one of his outstanding characteristics. He had perfect peace. All his enemies and even his disciples were deeply impressed by his perfect poise. You recall an incident in Mark chapter 4. With Christ and his disciples in the boat in the storm. And Christ was sleeping in the back of the boat. The disciples woke Jesus thinking the boat was sinking and rebuked the wind. And what did he say to the sea? Peace, be still. The wind ceased and there was a great calm on the sea. And what did Jesus say to his disciples? Why are you so fearful? Why have you no faith? So from this incident, you would have to say, if you want peace of mind, then you have to have faith. Christ was criticized many times, but he was unmoved. Rejection left him sad, but not revengeful. He knew that they did not understand. Even on the cross, he prayed for those who drove nails into his hands. Could you do that, brothers and sisters? That again show you that Christ was at peace with himself. Many times Christ invited persons who were weary or worried to follow him to share his pleasant spirit. He would say, come, come unto me. And with love and sympathy, come and learn my secret. And that chapter in Matthew we know so well, come unto me, all you that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest in your lives. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. The yoke doesn't take the burden away. It means that you are not alone. Christ is with you. And all those, indeed, who are serving Christ are also there to help you. Psalms 55 reiterates that by saying, cast your burden on the Lord, and he shall sustain you. He shall never suffer the righteous to fall. Many times, Jesus was concerned, not worried, concerned about his disciples, that they should know peace that is available to all of their faith. He said to them in various ways again and again. In John 14 and verse 27 he says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I give you not as the world gives you, let not your heart be troubled, neither let you be afraid. This was when Jesus was telling them about what was to happen to him on the cross. He was not afraid of what was in front of him. He wanted them to share the peace of mind that he had. And later again, the disciples were upset and disturbed. And this time, Jesus talked to them, saying that soon he was going to be with his Father in heaven, recorded in John 16. In verse 33, he says, "These things have I spoken to you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." And there it is for us. Nothing should upset our peace of mind. Just put our faith in God. So simply said, but oh, so hard to do at times. We are continually reminded, if we have failed or sinned and confessed it to God, you can rest assured it is forgiven. John 1:9 says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness." And the result? Romans 5 verse 1. "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." So we can rejoice and have a peace of mind. God wants us to be happy in the faith. God looks after his children. Psalm 103 says, "As far as the east is from the west, we are assured. He has removed our transgressions from us." If God had said the north and the south, we would have had a problem with that and cause to worry, because you can go to the North Pole or go to the South Pole. But as far as going east or west, you never get there, do you? So God's great mercy has no limit to every one of us. We're all sinners. But Isaiah 44 says, this is God speaking, "I have blotted out like a thick cloud your transgressions, and like a cloud your sins. Return to me, for I have redeemed you." What God wants us to do? Verse 23. "Sing, O heavens, for the Lord has done it. Shout, you lower parts of the earth. Break forth into singing, you mountains, O forest, and every tree in it." So God wants us to be joyful and happy in this life, because we serve God. Our life doesn't have to be a misery because of that. We each one of us have a hope that each individual will value. I don't mean the knowledge that we have, the scriptural side of the return of Christ and promise, etc., but I mean it means to you as an individual. I'm not sure if I'm explaining that right, but let me put it this way. I know some brothers and sisters who have had a really, really hard life from almost the day of their birth. So their appreciation of what a life would be like in the kingdom would be probably much greater than mine, because I hadn't suffered that much. But whatever, we all appreciate how wonderfully good our Father has been to us and will be in the days to come, or years, whatever. One of the surest ways of keeping our mind at peace is the times when we stop in our daily lives, just for a moment, to see the glory of God round about us, and maybe offer up a word of prayer with thanks and praise to the one who watches over us every moment of the day. Communication with our Father in heaven is one of the most calming forces in our everyday life. Prayer lifts us out of the hurly-burly of our busy lives, and we approach the peace and serenity of God's beautiful grace. It makes us realise that the things that we see around us are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. It's easy to tell others we have not got the time to pray. There's so much to do in this modern life because we've got the telephone. And just recently, I was in Pack and Save last Thursday actually, and walking around there doing some shopping. I saw three people walking around doing their shopping, you know, like this. And I thought, gosh, you know, some people can't leave their phone alone for 5 minutes. It's actually the rush that we have in our lives. And that's why more than ever we need God in peace. We should learn to bring God in all things in our prayer. The Apostle Paul wrote to the Philippians and said in chapter 4, verse 4, "Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice." In verse 6, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." The result is in verse 7, "And the peace of God that surpasses all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ." So then, brothers and sisters, to have a peace of mind is possible. Our Father has made a wonderful provision for it. It is one of the rich gifts of his love he has provided for you and for me. It's one of the many blessings our Father enables us to have. Not the greatest blessing, because the greatest blessing of all, of course, is on the table before us, the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.